Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Do your team members know that you want them to take risks? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to focus on one of the seven keys to building a winning team. That's right. You did know that there were seven very specific things you need to do well to build a winning team, didn't you? If you weren't aware, then I'm very glad you've tuned in today. We're going to be discussing one of the more empowering and inspiring elements of being on a team that knows how to win. And for those of you who are aware of the seven keys to building a winning team, this may be a quick refresher. But these concepts are so important to having a business that can work without you, it never hurts to hear them again and again just to lock them into your brain. I consider this topic to be the fifth key of the seven. As a quick reminder on the others, here they are in order. Key number one is to demonstrate strong leadership. And don't mistake strong for being nasty, hateful, or mean. Strong in this context means being someone with a compelling vision, someone who surrounds themselves with very talented people, someone who sets high standards, and someone who enjoys their business. Key number two is to establish a common goal. This means having a singular goal that everyone is focused on, rather than setting up different goals for different functions or departments across your business. Key number three is to establish the rules of the game. That's right, business is a game and all games have rules. Unfortunately, too many business owners fail to articulate what the rules of the game are, resulting in everyone playing by their own rules. You can't allow that to happen if you're going to win. Key number four is for everyone to have an action plan. Sure, there's a big action plan for the business, but if you want to win big, each person on the team has to create and then focus on their personal action plan. This is where the acronym SPAM comes into play, but we'll leave that for a future episode. Key number five is the one we're going to focus on today, supporting risk-taking. We'll come back to this in a minute. Key number six is to harness the power of everyone on the team. That's shorthand for creating team rewards, team incentives, and team bonuses, rather than relying on the superior efforts of individuals for the win. And lastly, key number seven is to know and appreciate everyone on your team. The fundamental thought here is to make sure you don't play favorites, but rather you get to know each and every person on your team and value the unique skills they bring to your team. It's easier said than done for most business owners. With that as a backdrop, let's dive into key number five, supporting risk-taking. So my question for you this week was, do your team members know you want them to take risks? I know this sounds pretty easy on the surface, but the more I work with different business owners and I meet with their team members, I'm convinced that most of them feel like their boss or owner would rather they play it safe far more than they would want them to take risks. Let me share a recent situation that I was dealing with to make my point. We've got several large trees in our backyard. And earlier this year, I had the idea of putting up a hammock in a nicely shaded area that the trees created. I did some online shopping, which I prefer to going to a store or into a mall, and I found a really cool triangle-shaped hammock that I thought would fit perfectly in the open space between the trees. So I pulled out my credit card and made the purchase. About a week later, the package arrived at my front door, and I excitedly pulled out a great-looking green triangle-shaped hammock. Within the hour, it was hanging from the trees, and I excitedly jumped in. It was comfortable and big enough for 2 to 3 people, so I asked my wife to join me. She did, and we had a blast just hanging out in the shade of the trees. What could be better? I had scored big. It looked cool and worked great. Over the next month or so, every time our grandson came to visit, I'd put him in the hammock and swing him around. He loved it. A month passed, and we had some family over for a Labor Day party. After swimming for a bit, a nephew saw the hammock and asked to get on it. I said, sure, go for it. As he climbed into the hammock, it tore from one corner to another. After being out in the elements for less than 2 months, the hammock had deteriorated and wouldn't even hold a 10-year-old kid, let alone a couple of adults. I was embarrassed and furious. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but the hammock was nothing but trash. So I did what most anyone would do. I took a few pictures and sent an email to the company where I bought it, asking for my money back. Here's the response I got. Dear Mr. Allen, thank you for your recent purchase with us. We're sorry to hear that your experience with our company had not met your expectations. Customer satisfaction is our top priority, and we're truly sorry that it wasn't demonstrated to you. They then went on and said a few other things, but they said the return policy will only apply to damaged items or products that have any manufacturing problems, and we will not make any refunds or changes once the product's been successfully delivered in normal condition. However, it would be nice if you keep the items or give them to your friends or family and to show you our deepest apology for the inconvenience you might have experienced, we would like to offer you a discount of 30% on your next purchase at our store. So just to be clear, I sent them an email sharing how their product had failed and included pictures of how badly torn the hammock was, and they wanted to give me a discount on buying more and to keep the item and give it to my family or friends. Seriously? Sounds like it was a canned response, doesn't it? Amanda, the customer service rep, simply read the customer service binder and sent the standard reply email. So I sent this response. Clearly, you did not look at the pictures I attached to my email. And I'm not asking for a refund because I didn't like the product. I'm asking for a refund because your product failed. You sold me a hammock that you use outside, yet when you put it outside, the material degrades quickly even when used very little. You sold me a piece of junk. I do not want to buy more junk, even at a discount. P.S. If customer service was your top priority, then you would take responsibility for the poor quality of your product and resolve this issue. Clearly, it's not. I thought this would get their attention, but here's the response I got back. Dear Mr. Allen, thank you for your email and have a nice day. We sincerely apologize for the inconvenience caused. We always follow our policy, so we're very sorry that we could not support you in this situation because of the returning date. We appreciate your understanding and cooperation and wish you the best in your future endeavors. In the meantime, please contact us with any questions or concern. Case closed. They took no responsibility for their bad product, and the customer service rep had no power or authority to make the right decision. I'd suggest this is a perfect example of a business that does not support risk-taking. They've given their team members zero latitude to do what's right, even when it's so clear what the right thing is to do. I sincerely hope this does not describe your business. I sincerely hope that if you believe that customer satisfaction is your number one priority, you mean it, and you've given your team the authority to do whatever is necessary to prove that it is your number one priority. You see, I believe that if you make it crystal clear that you trust your team members to make good decisions, they will. I believe if you empower them to override your policies when the situation clearly calls for a different action, they will. I believe that if they know they won't be fired if they step up to solve your customer's biggest issue or problem, they will. And if your team members do step up, take some risks, and do what's right for your customers will rave about your business and will write glowing 5-star reviews rather than spending their time writing negative emails and telling all their friends to avoid doing business with you. Which would you rather they do? The right things happen when you hire great people, then trust them to make bold decisions on behalf of the business and on behalf of your most valued customers. Key number 5 to building a winning team is to support risk-taking. Don't assume that your team members know you're okay with them stepping up and taking risks. Many of them remember the situation in the past where one of their team members did and they got in trouble or got fired for it. It's time to reiterate your position and to allow them to use their best judgment to do what's right for your customers. You'll be glad you did. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I firmly believe that many team members are far more capable and far more willing to do great work for your business if we would just unleash their capacities. By supporting risk-taking, you can open the floodgates to innovation and creative problem-solving. Let me know if I can help you make this happen. And share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. Like you, they're relying on the best efforts of their team to serve their customers and grow their business. They could probably benefit from having their team more focused on winning than whining. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss building your game plan. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourdeprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourdeprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.